WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Mexico sent a team of firefighters to help crews in the Los Angeles area battling the wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom is thankful for their support.
We're incredibly humbled and grateful that the president was willing to send the crew you see behind me. They'll be out on the lines within the next 24, 36 hours, and we're very, very grateful.
Will Mother Nature provide any relief for those battling the fires? CBS Los Angeles meteorologist Olga Ospina.
We are in for a brief upswing in the Santa Ana wind. So we have the high wind warnings. We have the wind advisories. But stronger winds are on the way as we head into next week.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's resignation from the DOJ is no surprise, says CBS's Rob Legere.
CBS News has recently reported that Smith would resign from the Justice Department after completing his work. According to court documents, Smith, quote, separated from the department on January 10th.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light still across the area. Accumulations will be an inch or less for today, but the big story, falling temperatures as a gusty northwest wind develops, will be in the upper teens by the end of the afternoon. Overnight, mostly cloudy, lows near 2 below. Right now, it's 28.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump says he's going to drill, baby drill, when he gets into office. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, explains what that means for us. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Music of the stars. We're still dreaming this morning about crazy stuff, but aren't they all crazy, all the dreams? Yeah, except for that one. Remember that one? Gordon Jenkins wrote this and conducted the orchestra. Seven Dreams. Some of them are a little scary. Especially the one you're going to hear. It's Bill Lee and Beverly Marr, who happens to be Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. On a cold January morning, we're going dreaming. Cary Grant, 1958, Sophia Loren. The picture was Houseboat, and there's a song from it that nobody remembers, including myself. And here's Sophia Loren, 1958, the love song from Houseboat on the Music of the Stars.
To your embrace, say that certain word. by things that seem so small. One look can write a book, one touch can say it all. We're those nights alone, and now we've found our way. I'm almost in your arms, almost in your arms to
myself on a small and friendly river. I've been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life, and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action, and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy!
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Andy! Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. One time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes. And shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Nope. No angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass, in the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No, I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old. The years ahead are growing thin, and I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Now, if you're proud of me and I'm proud of you, it's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days, I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring, and we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky. That we'd always be lucky because we had the angels on our side. And they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Everything she wore was old, but the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, princess?
All right, Andy.
Thank you.
will.
My sixth dream was a nightmare! They're after me, I've gotta get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And the hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I am too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die.
Coward, 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 coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast.
Better run real fast. I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud.
Yeah, I'll scream for help. There's my grammar school, Bristol School. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you, she won't help you. Ah!
The church. Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend! Reverend! They're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! He won't save you! Ah!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life.
They're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We got you now, we got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our blades of steel tearing through your flesh. We got you now, we got you now, we'll slice off both your ears.
Are the knives good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four to...
Walking through a New England countryside. I had a disquieting feeling of being suddenly alone in a world of giant rocks, trees, and wildflowers. I was about to turn back when it happened. Directly ahead of me, I saw the figure of a girl. She was seated on a rocky ledge, arms around her knees, and her eyes looking intently into mine. A feeling of sudden elation held me as I heard her voice for the first time.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I felt a curious chill of excitement and a strong attraction. A compulsion that was completely new to me. I moved closer and she spoke again.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I never felt quite this way. I never saw you until today, but still I know I must say I love you.
I understand how you feel. It all seems quite happily unreal, and I must also
I don't belong to you.
It's calling us away.
I know that I should run, but my heart commands me stay. I don't know what to do.
Love me.
What to do?
Love me. Grow old by the friend.
must as soon not be named. If I go with you, will I have to stay? It's pretty hard for me to stay away very long at a time. You know how it is.
If you come with me, you shall not return, for the sun should freeze or the earth should burn. But you know you're lonely where you
lonely are. Lonely as a morning star.
No one loves you as they
love
should.
Love is seldom understood.
Come with me and we will laugh when we want to and cry if we have to. Make love when it strikes us, and if no one likes us.
If these precious joys I will know with you,
you
may lead the way. I will go with you. As for all the things that I leave behind, may they never cross my mind. Let the storm clouds weep, let the winds complain. We will lead our love down a lasting lane. We will warm our hearts by a magic fire.
This time, let it rain.
And now, Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
Gordon Jenkins on his Seven Dreams. Beverly Marr, that's Mrs. Gordon Jenkins, and Bill Lee, the Ralph Brewster Singers. What an adventure. It's called a concept album. More on that in just a bit. It's Mel Torme.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sammy Davis, Jr.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came. But still I dream she'll come to me, that we would live the years together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so Music of the Stars from Les Miserables.
A dream, a dream.
Ralph Leyland wrote this. Barbara Streisand. Jack Jones from Man of La Mancha on the Music of the Stars. Good morning.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrows, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars.
Andre Rieu.
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of, villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like,
what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay. Big song.
Yeah? Yeah.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Susan Pears.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on this show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was stunning. An incredible performance. Amazing. I'm reeling from shock about you two, but...
I am so thrilled because I know that everybody was against you. I honestly think that we were all being very cynical, and I think that's the biggest wake-up call ever. And I just want to say that it was a complete privilege listening to that. It was inspirational.
Susan, I knew the minute you walked out...
Oh, Simon!
...on that stage that we were going to hear something extraordinary, and I was right.
Quite a lot of touch.
Susan, you are a little tiger, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are?
I don't know about that.
Okay, moment of truth. Here's yes or no.
The biggest yes I have ever given anybody.
Amanda?
Yes, definitely.
Brilliant. Amanda, you too!
Susan Boyle, you can go back to the village with your head held high. It's three yeses.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Wildfires continue to spread in Southern California. On CBS's Face the Nation, FEMA's director Deanne Criswell said the wind is her big concern for crews battling the blazes.
These winds change the dynamics of this fire, and so I'm concerned for the safety of our firefighters, concerned for their ability to contain this fire.
Nashville's digging out from several inches of snow. Taylor Moby owns a coffee shop in the downtown area and says they're back open for business.
We had a great day. We were super busy. People were out having fun in the snow. It was really a fun day.
Special counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
When people look back at Jack Smith's tenure, I think they will see that in both of the cases that he brought against President Trump, his efforts were largely stymied.
And there are still questions whether to release the findings of those investigations. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn. Local.